Well, boys and girls, do you ever go to class? Because you must spend all day singing, because you are so good. Let's give them another round of applause, because you folks are very, very good. Now, I need to talk to you folks, okay? Well, we'll let the big people listen for a little while, but I really want to talk to you. How many sleeps is it to Christmas? Now think about it. You've got the first hand up over in the corner. What's your name? Katie. Katie, how many sleeps to Christmas?
Is it nine?
It's very good. Katie, it's nine sleeps to Christmas. So the big people that dropped you off here tonight, they need to know it's nine sleeps to Christmas. Now, what are you folks looking forward to about Christmas? Now think about it. Is there a boy's hand? Let me see a boy's hand. I see a hand in there. What are you looking forward to? What's your name and what are you looking forward to at Christmas?
I'm Rory and I'm looking forward to a bike.
Rory, so what sort of bike, Rory?
A BMX.
A BMX bike. So Rory's, whoever knows Rory, a BMX bike. Anybody over here? Yes, I see that hand. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, what are you looking forward to?
Christmas dinner.
Christmas. Charlie, you're a man after my own heart. I can maybe go to one more in the back row. I see a girl's hand here. What's your name and what are you looking forward to?
My name is Ellie and I'm looking forward to presents.
Presents, yes. And what's your name?
Ben.
Ben, and what are you looking forward to?
Spending time with family.
Oh, Ben. I think you might get sweets on the way home from whoever took you.
I correct you, it's actually 10 sleeps to Christmas.
Somebody thinks it's 10 sleeps. Well,
do you know? It's a night sleep.
Right, okay. Well, you could see your teachers tomorrow. You work it out with them. And they'll get that all sorted for you. Do you know who can guess what I'm looking forward to? What do you think I'm looking forward to? I need a hand that hasn't been raised. Yes, what do you think I'm looking forward to?
Celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Yes, I am. That's a great answer. But I'm also looking forward to something else. Just like this young man in the back row, I'm really looking forward to my Christmas dinner. Because I actually like to do something over the Christmas dinner. There's something. What do you think this is here? A giant cracker. And I'm a bit of a competitive person, I have to let you know. And I love a competition. But I can't use any of you folks, unfortunately. I need to use any boy or girl who's at Ballyhome who's in the congregation tonight. Where did Cooper go to? Cooper, come on, you're wearing a lovely shirt. And I think we need a girl. Is there any girls? Yes, you come on ahead. Cooper, that is a lovely shirt. Why don't you stand up there and just show everything? Isn't that a lovely Now, Cooper, I'm not feeling so good about them at the moment, but you know, do you want to stand up as well? What's your name?
Rebecca.
Okay. Now, this is a giant cracker, and we're going to have to try and find out what's inside. Now, before who thinks to know what's inside a cracker? Yes, what do you think's inside a cracker?
A party hat.
A party hat, what else?
A joke.
A joke, and something else?
What's the other thing?
What do you think?
I can't remember.
You've done so well. There's one other thing that's in it. You've got two out of the three.
A gift.
A gift, that's right. A party hat. A gift and a joke. Right, so let's see if they're... Now, you have to go... I'm going to count. Now, Cooper, I'm going to count. Okay? Okay? 3, 2, 1, go! Oh. Ready? Oh, here we go. Pull. Whoa! Oh. Cooper, well done. We've done the risk assessment for that, so don't worry. Well done, Cooper. Now, you got to see, what have we got here? What have we got? What's it?
Gifts.
Yes, gifts. Okay, so you folks can sit down. Haven't they done so well? Go and have a seat. Well done, folks. That's exactly how it worked in practice. Now, the first thing we have is there's a joke in here. Now, some of these jokes are really, I couldn't even read them to you because they're pretty wick. But it reminded me of the Christmas story when I was thinking about crackers and Christmas Day. And you'll see in this first slide that comes up, Christmas sometimes reminds me of this. It may or may not come up, hopefully, for us. But the first thing you'll find in this Christmas cracker is a joke. And maybe some of you, as you've come to church tonight, you've come to support some of the children here who have done so well. And maybe some of you think, well, the Christmas story, it's just a bit of a joke. But I also think the Christmas cracker, when I get these jokes in it, sometimes they bring me joy, they're funny. And for me, the Christmas story is about joy. And so the joke in the Christmas cracker reminds me that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, has come to bring joy. Boys and girls, in that reading, which we had from Sam, the angels appeared to the shepherds. Now, the shepherds were really, really young teenage boys. And they were just minding their own business, looking after the sheep. And suddenly, angels appeared to them. And what did they say? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. And he is Christ the Lord. Boys and girls, we would love you to know at Hamilton Road Baptist Church that Jesus Christ at Christmas, he's not a joke, but he's come to bring you great joy. There's something else that's in this cracker that bounced around before us. As you get gifts now, we've got marbles here now. Some of you can take this home afterwards. You get a gift. And that reminded me of something else about the Christmas story. You'll see it coming up behind here in just a moment. But the greatest gift that God could ever give us at Christmas was his own son. Some of you folks will know at Christmas Day, you're going to get gifts, aren't you? Now, what time do you get up on Christmas morning? Now, I need you to be honest. We're in a church. You need to be honest with me. What time do you get up? This girl who sang so well, what's your name?
Eva.
Eva, what time do you get up on Christmas Day?
Sometimes I want to get up really early, but like usually it's like 10 o'clock.
Well, Eva, you're a good girl. See this 5 o'clock banter? It's no good. What time do you get up?
5 o'clock.
That is no 5 o'clock shows. Okay, now, this gift, which we all love getting on Christmas Day, the greatest gift God the Father could ever give us as boys and girls is his own son. And there's this passage in the book of a Bible called Romans chapter 6. This was a letter that a really old guy wrote to a church. And he said this, the price to be paid for sin is death. All of us are going to die at one time. But the greatest gift that God has ever given to us is Jesus Christ, his one and his only son. And that's the gift that God offers all of you boys and girls this Christmas. He offers all the big people here this Christmas, the gift of his son. Do you know, boys and girls, if you're a bit like me, sometimes on Christmas Day, you know when you kind of get to the end of the day, you're pretty tired and all the wrapping paper is everywhere and you're sort of the big people are sitting down there and they're not hungry and they're still eating turkey sandwiches. Sometimes they're nearly nicer at the end of the day, just a wee bit of salt, it's lovely. But you kind of go, all of the stuff you're looking forward to, it was nice to get the gifts, but maybe you're still looking for a bit more. Jesus Christ is the gift that brings ultimate joy for us. But there's one more thing before I'm going to keep quiet. There's one more thing that's in this cracker. Now, don't the big people on Christmas Day look really silly when they put on these things? Don't they? When everybody around the table puts on these. Now, what do you think this last thing in the cracker reminds us about Christmas? Somebody who hasn't answered. Yes, this man here. What's your name?
Jesus is the Savior and the King.
Yes, he's the Savior and the King. Because there's another passage in the Bible that says this. Isaiah chapter 9 says this. For to us a child is born. For to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And here's what this baby is going to be called. Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. And that's what we would love you to know, boys and girls. Jesus Christ, who was born nearly 2,000 years ago, wasn't a joke. He's come to bring you great joy. The baby born 2,000 years ago is the greatest gift you can ever receive if you give your life to him. And you know, one day, he's going to be coming back as a king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we would love all of you at Hamlet Road Baptist to know him and to love him.